Good morning, Sunday, the 3rd of March. We've got a great parlay today, but let's address the losing two-unit play last night. So we gave you two. The 1.15 unit up on a one-unit play was negated by the two units down on a two-unit play. So they were plus money parlays. Boy, I don't know. You know, you could talk about glass half full, glass half empty. Oh, man. So we needed Gonzaga plus 8.5. They went outright in a cakewalk. That was never in doubt. That was the beautiful pick side of it. The other one was over an adjusted total. We just needed over 135.5. We had that thing locked at halftime. There wasn't much of any percentage that bet would lose. And even in the first few minutes, I believe, I wasn't watching that. I was on the road, actually. I was kind of following the score. It seemed like they were lighting it up for the first few minutes of the second half. And then the balls got deflated. And we really didn't get too close to that total. It went under with comfort, especially under the regular total without the teasing. And because of the blowout, if it had been a close game, we would have had some strategy at the end. You know, you running your plays. You're not milking the clock. You're running your plays. In this case, you know, the opponent, St. Mary's, would be shooting right away. They'd be fouling Gonzaga. Gonzaga would be scoring points at the line, et cetera, et cetera. I expected it to be a closer game. So I thought I would need the 8.5 and felt really comfortable with the 8.5, Gonzaga plus 8.5. Turns out Gonzaga was just ready to walk all over him. Little retribution, revenge, which is, we talked about that. But it is what it is. So that's two units down. Fortunately, the one-unit play came in, and you were getting that at plus 115. So it wasn't a disaster, but it should have been so much better. I was actually spending that money already. just kidding. I mean, it was you know, fell out the deposit slip. That's old school stuff, but it was ready to go. All right, so what are we doing today? We're going to take a full swing on a four-leg parlay. Not a test swing, not a stick your toe in the water. We're going one unit, not two, but one, but it's a plus 300 parlay. I like this parlay. Now, that's with a 25% boost over at DraftKings. That's the only freebies. You know, we've been stealing money from them, so to speak. It's a 25% boost, so it's not great, but it's still free money. It's 240, plus 240 without it, which is still a good bet. It really is, but plus 300 just takes away any edge that they might have on their parlay pricing. So here's the play. Four legs. These are alternate lines. We're taking Indiana plus 14.5 against Maryland. I think Indiana is within 6 points of Maryland. We're getting 14.5. We're going to take Marist plus 3.5. I think they win this game. I think they win it by 4, but we'll take the plus 3.5. All right. Then we'll take Drake plus 2.5. I think Drake walks all over Bradley. They are at home in Des Moines, and they are a formidable team there. I don't think they have any problem covering their spread, much less winning the game, but we'll take the 2.5. And then finally, we're going to add a total. East Carolina and North Texas to go over 117. The line's at 122.5 now, and I think it goes over that. As a matter of fact, I think this game is about 131. 131 for this game. So, yeah, I think we're going over 117. Now, thinking and knowing, two different stories, because we don't know anything till the games are played. But if the math is correct, and I am seeing hoops, both NBA and college, actually more college than NBA. I've been laying off NBA 2 days in a row now with no action on it. The game that I did recommend as a looky-loo yesterday won easily. It was an under in the Memphis game, and it even went to overtime, and it was still an under. But I mentioned to my Patreon's score projections page at Patreon that was one I would not play, but should be in on it. Or actually, that was a college game. The NBA game was a different story. But Okay, that's neither here nor there. I'm seeing college pretty well right now. Regardless of that two-unit loss yesterday, we were up over 2 units in college basketball. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 4, 3. We're 5-3. 5-3 on college basketball yesterday. One of the losses was only half a unit. We're getting, you know, we won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 five-unit plays. Actually, I'm 6-2. Let me talk about 6-3. Excuse me, 6-3. Official record yesterday was 6-3. Don't want to shortchange myself. So that's 2 out of 3. And 5 of those were one-unit plays. 3 of them at plus money. One of them was only a half unit. The losses, though, were a two-unit, a one-unit, and a half unit. But still, it's over two units up on the day after VIG, etc. So even with that two-unit loss, it was a rocking day. So I'm drinking the lemonade on that one. I'm not going to drink the lemon juice. Need that sugar in there. All right, plus 300 on this play. Indiana plus 14.5. Marist plus 3.5. Drake plus 2.5. East Carolina, North Texas to go over 117. Book it. One unit plus 300. That's cash. Good luck.